As we approach Easter, this fifth Sunday of Lent, the Church invites us to meditate today on the resurrection of Lazarus, this prophecy of the definitive resurrection of Jesus from the dead, which of course is the central mystery of our faith that we'll celebrate in just 2 weeks. Now, this scene that we have today arises out of Jesus's very human, loving relationships. We have Jesus who loves Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And because of this, certain questions arise in them and in us when we read this gospel. How can Jesus allow someone he loves to get sick, to suffer, to die? What sense is there in that? And these questions that arise out of Jesus' web of friendships also arise in our own hearts, in our relationships, when we encounter sickness, suffering, and death. Our faith and our belief deep down that we are truly loved and cared for by Jesus can sometimes seem to be contradicted by the sufferings and the complications that we go through in life. And each of us, if we haven't already experienced such moments, we will. 3 years ago yesterday, I lost in a sudden and unexpected way my brother. And at the time, I was a transitional deacon. I would be ordained a priest in a couple of months. And so I had the privilege and the challenge of proclaiming the gospel and preaching the homily at his funeral. Now, this same gospel passage of the resurrection of Lazarus was the gospel that we chose for that day. And how deeply I felt those words of both Mary and Martha. We heard them say in today's gospel, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died." These words that are at the same time a deep profession of faith in Jesus' ability to give life, and a sort of reproach of saying, "Jesus, where was that life you promised?" Each of us in our lives will experience such moments. It's really these moments where we realize that our faith isn't theory. It isn't an abstract talk about what might happen someday. But it really has teeth and sinks in to those tough, important moments of life. That hope that comes from the resurrection. And so this reading, as we acknowledge the very human trouble that we encounter with death, it gives us a moment to linger upon the way Jesus also experienced these human sentiments. First and foremost, we hear that he is moved. He trembles interiorly. Even for Jesus, in front of the experience of death, the loss of a loved one, the first reaction is that trembling that comes from the seeming injustice of death. Death seems to cut short our relationships, cut short our love. And then Jesus is agitated. Reading says he was greatly perturbed. So that tremble becomes agitation, the experience of feeling wounded, in pain, anguished. Jesus feels the same emotional reaction in front of his own death. And during the Last Supper, when he announces that he will be betrayed, as he's greatly perturbed, greatly agitated. Yes, God, when he became man, to show us how to be human, he felt emotions. He wasn't a stoic. Even Jesus felt those human emotions. And finally, when he sees the tomb in today's gospel, Jesus breaks out in tears. He wept, a reaction that shows his great love for Lazarus. So in this sign of then raising Lazarus from the dead, Jesus shows what it's so important for us to remember, that death does not have the last word. Sure, Lazarus would then go on and die a natural death. But something's different now. The approach to life and death is different because Jesus has shown there is something stronger than death. In that duel between life and death, or between love and death, life and loved, as lived by Jesus, as we learn from Jesus, win. Jesus is that life and that love that pulls us out of our dark places. For those who believe in him, not even death can take them from his love. And so, this certainly gives us a great hope for the future when we encounter that end of biological life and those big questions. But the resurrection isn't just about the future, but it concerns us first and foremost with the present. This scene gives us those incredible words of Jesus that have been part of our Christian consciousness for centuries. I am the resurrection and the life. Even while we're living, this force of the resurrection has something to say to our lives. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection when your life seems to be almost extinguished. I wake up what is most human in you. I open up that little bit of necessary space when you feel those negative circumstances closing in on you. I call you to rise when you have given up. And how many times we come so close to giving up. A great little piece of marathon wisdom I read one day said, give up as many times as you want along the way, just don't stop running. Jesus calls us to rise. And to live is to have that infinite patience to rise again, to come out of our dark tombs, to be freed from that which with which we have bound ourselves, and to go out into the light, and ultimately to be freed from the idea of death as the end of a person, as the end of a relationship. Three imperatives in today's gospel, three commands, describe this resurrection of Lazarus. Lazarus, come out, untie him, and let him go. As we go through life, these three imperatives are directed to us in different situations. Come out. Come out of your tombs, those dark places, those sinful habits, the pettiness, the selfishness, whatever tomb it is. Come out. Then Jesus commands, untie him, be freed. And finally, go. Go forth. And we too still confront an earthly death, the death of our loved ones and our own. But death does not have the last word. Not as we live our day-to-day challenges, and not when we ultimately will confront that biological death. St. Gregory of Nazianzus expressed the nice prayer in these words. He said, Lord Jesus, by your word, three dead people, have seen the light. The daughter of Jairus, the son of the widow at Nain, and Lazarus, who came out from the tomb at the sound of your voice. Lord Jesus, by your word, three dead people have seen the light. Lord, let me be the fourth.